including a proposal that the organization pay to maintain the public road that leads to the festival and that Burning Man be ringed by 10 miles of cement or plastic fencing. That's a proposal that festival goer Finn says he finds particularly silly.
You know, I think it's a statistically negligible percentage of people that actually try something that brazen. And at the end of the day, who cares? You know, if we're talking about an environmental impact report, you know, why would hauling out all of this concrete and putting it on the desert be worth it to stop a few people sneaking into an event?
The environmental impact report is a part of the process, as the Burning Man organization wants to sign a 10-year contract to continue to hold the festival in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. Finn says it's sort of become a part of the process for the BLM to make these recommendations and for Burning Man to say they're outrageous.
You know, there's always some incredible demands that they have. Like, I think last year they wanted ice cream.
It was actually a few years ago now, but that is true. The Reno Gazette Journal published a list of foods the BLM said were necessary for their staff camp at the festival, and that included an ice cream freezer with Choco Tacos, drumsticks, and other personal-sized ice creams. As for this year's environmental impact report, the public comment period is open, and Burning Man is encouraging its fans to write the BLM, saying their proposals could lead to a higher admission price. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.